वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। फ्रेंड्स, इन टुडेज एपिसोड वी विल लर्न एन इम्पॉर्टेंट लेसन एज गुरु नानक देव जी एंड भाई मर्दाना जी ट्रैवल फर्दर टू काबुल फ्रॉम देयर कंधार विजिट। Kabul is the capital and largest city of Afghanistan. It is situated in the eastern part of the country. This city plays a crucial role in the country's political, economic, and cultural life. The cultural landscape of Kabul includes historical sites such as the Babur Gardens, the Kabul Museum, and the historic old city. The people of Kabul are known for their hospitality and strong sense of community. Now, Guru Nanak Dev Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji travelled a long distance on foot and entered Kabul. There, they saw a mosque and thought of resting there, as God's house has space for all. Now, tired from traveling, Guru Nanak Dev Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji went into the mosque. There was a Muslim person present in the mosque who saw them. Friends, as we tend to notice when something or someone is new or seems different in our surroundings, this person also saw that Guru Nanak Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji seemed different and were outsiders. Therefore, he came near Guru Nanak Dev Ji and asked, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Bolyo kaun kahan te aaye, Hindu se tum paro likhaye, e turkan ko thaan mahana, baiso ne tum karo peyana. Meaning, who are you and from where? You seem like a Hindu. See, this is an important and holy place of the Turks. Therefore, you should not sit here and leave. Guru Nanak Dev Ji then said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Marag chalteo pag hamhari, rehno ek sarvari sari, Gavne hovat por agari. Meaning, we are very tired. Let both of us stay for the night and we shall leave tomorrow morning. This is God's house. Let us stay here. Then the mullah said, I would have let you stay here if you had been a Turk or Muslim, but I cannot allow you to stay as you are a Hindu. Listen to me and go someplace else. See, it is only me now. If there were more people present here and they saw you, they will throw you out by the arm. And moreover, this is a mosque. What work would a Hindu even have here? Now, if you don't agree with me, I will have to myself take you out of here. Listening to his harsh words, Guru Nanak Ji smiled and said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Je tujh mein hai jor bisala, phir masjid rakho iskala. Meaning, you have great strength. I hope you are able to keep this mosque, as I will take it along with me. Surprised Mullah said, What do you mean? Mosque is all good and it will stay. Are you trying to scare me? You really want to see my anger and throw you out of here? Guru Nanak Dev Ji then went to the roof of the mosque and with a lift of his hand lifted the mosque off the ground. The Mullah was shocked and trembled in fear. The people saw that the mosque had been lifted off the ground and was moving in the air. The Qazis, peers, and people of Kabul came running to see what had happened. And when they learnt about the truth, they all started requesting Guru Nanak Dev Ji and said that this person has made a mistake and to let the mosque be seated at its place again. All of them understood that Guru Nanak Dev Ji is holy image of Almighty. They all requested again and again. Then Guru Nanak Dev Ji made the mosque sit at its original place. Then all of the people came to see the power who lifted the mosque. Well, friends, it was Almighty's own house. He can move it, place it, and do whatever He pleases to. Now, all of the people came and sat around Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Guru Nanak Dev Ji then said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Pajo naam taj jagt kalesha, ant kaal mein hoye sahai, kare je kalmal de mitai, ki je sant sev man lai. Meaning, only the recitation of Almighty's name can save you from your sins. All other acts of kindness may not help that much. In your end time, it is Lord's name that shall save you. Even a little remembrance of Almighty's name and faith in God can give you the strength to face any problem in life. Friends, let us all repeat too. Waheguru, 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 Waheguru. Then Guru Nanak Dev Ji taught an important lesson and gave an instruction to the people of Kabul that any holy place, Gurdwara, mosque or mandir are all houses of the Almighty. Therefore, they should welcome everyone and anyone to these places with love and respect. Friends, being a Sikh means that one believes strongly in their faith and the path of God demonstrated by Guru Nanak Dev Ji, yet acknowledges that no one man, religion or society has an upper hand on values. Every religion has its own unique set of divine attributes that we ought to acknowledge and honor. Sikhi holds that one should see God in all. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 266, Sarab taram mein sresht taram, har ko naam jap nirmal karam, sagal kirya mein uttam kirya, saad sangat durmat mal hirya, sagal uddham mein uddham pala, har ka naam japo ji sada. Meaning, of all the religions, the best religion is to chant the name of the Lord and maintain pure conduct. Of all religious rituals, the most magnificent ritual is to erase the filth of the dirty mind in the company of the holy. Of all efforts, the best effort is to chant the name of the Lord in heart forever. Dear friends, though all faiths teach compassion, preach sympathy for others, and inspire people to practice self-control, and have truly been a source of inspiration for the highest welfare of mankind, but the world today still continues to be torn apart by disputes, opposition, and religious hate. Therefore, let's get together and spread the light of God's name and teachings in this world. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.